This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
It makes sense now.
What's that?
Do you recall in the first Charlie's Angels movie when he took her to Soul Train and she was doing the robot? And it was just like, ha-ha, it's Cameron Diaz doing the robot.
No, she was doing it from Soul Train.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I can now sleep tonight.
Class is in.
Rock School on the Rock School Radio Show, Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns, broadcasting live from the Southeastern Louisiana University campus. Who are you sitting next to me?
I am Chad R.I.P.
Yeah, that's tipping the hat to the topic we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, you're living in a cave under a rock, you know, within the pages of a book.
No offense to those of you who live in caves or under rocks.
Right, because it's the new thing. Cave is the new house, just as gray as the new green. On February 1st, 2012, from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Don Cornelius, the host of Soul Train, died of what is an apparent suicide. You have to say apparent until it's been actually stated, but it's pretty much what it is.
You know, Doc, ironically, and I'm just thinking about this, but the last time that we did a homage show was to another Don.
It really
Don
was.
Kirshner.
Don Kirshner.
Uh-huh. What's the deal with the Dons?
Yeah, I have no idea, but let's not get into that because that sounds a little too strange. Yeah, frightening.
Don Cornelius.
What? Soul Train.
That's right. And it seems weird because you'd think Don Cornelius, what a fantastic name. Obviously, he made it up. No, that's his name.
Uh-huh.
Donald Cortez Cornelius.
Nice.
He was the host and creator of Soul Train. Host for 22 of its 36 years. It is the longest running consistent syndicated show in history.
Is it now?
Now, I say consistently because some shows have been on longer, but they haven't been consistently syndicated.
Yeah, you have to watch the adverbs and adjectives.
You
got to
get those right.
Stuff.
Wheel of Fortune will defeat it if its Wheel of Fortune's syndication goes through 2018.
Uh-huh.
It probably will. I mean, Vanna looks like she's going to be, you know, alive all
Pat's
the way through 2018.
Rough, though. Pat's going to lose strength in that right arm one day and not be able to get that wheel all the way around. But I digress.
I was just going to sort of mention Don Cornelius, but, you know, my wife was sort of looking over my shoulder. What are we doing on Rock School this week? And I said, well, I'm going to mention Don Cornelius. And she sort of steps back and does that two-hand-out thing like she does. And she goes, no, you are doing a show on Don Cornelius. Why? He was like my Saturday. I lived for Soul Train. You are doing a show on Don Cornelius and Soul Train, and you are going to. Okay. So we sat down together, and the two of us actually put this thing together. Let's begin with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know the specific theme to Soul Train, and they probably have it running through their heads right now. However, the theme that you probably know and the song we're going to play second, the real famous one, didn't become the theme of Soul Train until 1973.
Why?
It just wasn't chosen. Originally, before the television show went syndicated from 71 to 73, the song that was used to intro the show was something called Hot Potato.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Or sometimes, no, not the one
not
by
the Wiggles.
No, not by the Wiggles.
Oh.
Or something sometimes called Piping Hot. It had two names, Hot Potato or Piping Hot, by a guy named King Curtis. This was the original theme. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about Don Cornelius, and then we'll play the one that most people know as the theme to Soul Train. But for its first 2 years, 71 to 73, this was the theme to Soul Train. King Curtis, right here, Rock School. This is Rock School talking about Don Cornelius.
Mash banana.
No.
Well, it's stuck in my head now. I'm sorry. Okay.
The Wiggles, they're earworms. They really are.
Hot potato.
Yeah. King Curtis, believe it or not. Sometimes called piping hot. It depends on how it's listed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had a bit of trouble finding it.
Because you're going to the original name.
Right, yeah. Which is weird because working at the radio station, you know I have about four different sources that I can attack to find these songs. Once again, Don Cornelius dies February 1st, 2012 of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Why? Well, it seems that there are two reasons. Those that knew him state that it was starting to bother him that he was out of the spotlight,
uh-huh.
You know, because you got to know that this guy was, you know, well in.
Oh, yeah.
And then furthermore, he apparently had early onset of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and also his health had been on the decline. And if he was sort of missing the spotlight, the dementia would have amplified that.
Sure.
But again, I've heard nothing about a note having been left behind. Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing about any kind of communique that's been left behind. So we're really just playing with, you know,
oh, yeah, there's
what
a lot of what-ifs. And, I mean, you
sure.
know, we'll never know, at least, you know, right now. We don't know. We can't relate to what it's like for someone to have dementia or Alzheimer's.
Sure.
But imagine what it's like to wake up and not know who you are. Or oh, if I woke up and not knew who you were, and then all of a sudden snap back into it, and, you know, that's got to weigh on you.
Yeah, the moments of clarity.
Sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. The story of Don Cornelius actually creating this, my son, I don't know if he's ever going to want to go into broadcasting, but if he does, I'm going to tell him, hey, look, you got to think hard whether you want to go into this business, because I know what people see. They see Howard Stern,
uh-huh.
and they think, well, that's radio.
Yeah.
There's all the money.
Yeah.
They see the people who are, you know, at the height of the television profession,
sure.
and they say, that's the money. They see Don Cornelius,
mm-hmm.
and they go, well, look at all the money he has. Well, that's not really it. And the story of Cornelius getting into this mm-hmm. will sort of drive that point home. So if, well, you know, my son or daughter says, I want to go into broadcasting, I'm going to tell them, think long. It's a good business.
Sure, sure.
I like it. But think long and hard before you do it. And the story of Cornelius getting into this is really driving that home.
See, there's two things you got to remember in that scenario. Number one, they didn't start out there.
No.
And number two, you have no idea what goes on behind closed doors.
Oh, yes.
Or when that camera's turned off.
You betcha. I'm telling you. Let's play the second theme.
The one that everybody knows.
You betcha. Started in 1973 to 1975. Then this song is what everybody knows. It just starts to get redone and redone and redone and redone. It's called TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia.
So, the show's out of Philadelphia?
No, it's out of Chicago.
What?
Okay. Composed by Gamble and Huff, recorded at a Philadelphia soul studio with the group MFSB. Mother, father, sister, brother.
Hey.
With vocals by the Three Degrees. That's an intro, kiddo. Sounds like this. You'll know it. Soul Train theme. Rock School. All right, talking about Don Cornelius and stop it. He's wearing a white suit.
Well,
he's wearing a white suit and disco in over there. He really is. All right, let me tell you about him getting into the actual world of broadcasting.
Okay.
In 1954, he joins the Marine Corps, serves 18 months in Korea, comes back, finishes up his time, and is honorably discharged.
God bless him.
Good for you. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Sells tires, sells automobiles, insurance, actually starts becoming an officer in the Chicago Police Department. So this guy is not a schlub. He's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
He has a solid day job, has a wife, two kids, got enough money, wants to be a broadcaster. What would your wife say if you came home and said this? Honey, I want to quit my $400 a month job that's paying all of our bills,
mm-hmm.
take a 3-month how to be a broadcaster course, and then leave all of this and go into broadcasting.
What would she say?
She'd tell you to drop dead.
Shut up and
she?
Go sell a tire.
That's right. Well, he does, and lands himself a job in 1966 with radio station WVON for $50 a week. So his income is cut in half minus a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's basically working for nothing. And that's mm-hmm. the way broadcasting is. You don't go in making serious cash.
Oh, no.
You have to prove that you can build this up. Moves over into television to WCIU. Is looking at all of this talent that's being used, and they're running little musical shows. And he goes to the head of WCIU and says, hey, look. I can do an equivalent of American Bandstand here and make it for African Americans. We're in Chicago. I mm-hmm. mean, look at the audience.
And you got to understand, like, people just didn't do that.
No.
I mean, it takes a lot of to approach the head of a station and say, look here, pal.
I can do this.
I can do this.
Right.
And I can do it better than them.
And here's what the head of the station said. Here's why Don Cornelius deserves more applause than anything. The head of the station said, you bet, you can do it. You have to produce it. You have to pay for it. You have to pay for the studio time. You have to book the guests. It's all on you. And if it fails, it's all on you.
Probably thinking no one in their right mind will take
this.
I'm going to make it so impossible for you to actually do what you say you can do that you're just going to say, okay, never mind. I'm going back to sweeping the floor.
Cornelius takes him up on it.
Of course he did.
Sure. Takes him up on it and says, well, that's fine. Well, if I'm going to have all of this on me, I own it. The guy said, sure, it's all yours. Fine. Well, of contracts, of course, but
sure.
I own it. Sure. Cornelius goes out and sells, of all sponsors, Sears and Roebuck, which is based
out of Chicago.
Out of Chicago.
Yeah.
And the thing goes live on August 17th, 1970, with Jerry Butler, The Emotions, and The Chi Lights. And they sang, Oh Girl, right here, Rock School.
Me.
Yes,
me.
Handsome young man in the back.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question. So Don Cornelius has ownership of this show, and he's doing all this. He's in charge of booking his own guests.
Sure.
Now, who was on the first show?
The Chi Lights, Jerry Butler, and Emotions.
Okay.
Chicago locals.
Right. I understand. So Jerry Butler is doing his thing, and he gets a phone call. Hi, the name's Don Cornelius, and I got this show. How does he get taken seriously?
I'm on WCIU-TV.
Uh-huh.
I got next to nothing to pay you. However, there's a good chance you're going to be seen by, 15,000 people.
So he painted a good picture of here. It'll be really worth your while to do this.
Sure.
And come on.
I haven't tried to get any music stars to come on this show, but I guarantee you I could get some local bands to come on here. I know it. People who are on the hamster wheel, pitching their dog and pony show that are trying to make a buck.
Sure.
Tomorrow's another day. No. Beat the Bushes. That little rock school show, out of Hammond, Louisiana, will be more than pleased to have us on there to talk.
I got you.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, how is he taken seriously past this? This Soul Train becomes a hit, out of the box.
So he named it Soul Train from the beginning.
It becomes a hit out of the box. It is absolutely monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to get on it, and he then finds the ability to syndicate it. And I could go into all of the little names of the companies that syndicate for him, but it means nothing to it. There's always a good trivia question. Who was the first sponsor of Soul Train?
Well, you just said he went to Sears and Roebuck.
Well, that was the local sponsor. When they went syndicated, because in order to syndicate, somebody's got to pay for it.
Sure.
So you need a syndicated sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
The first sponsor of Soul Train when it went syndicated.
Bridgestone Tires.
Yeah, well, close.
Emma?
No, not at all.
Oh.
24 Markets on October 1st, 1971. Johnson & Johnson Products actually sponsored it. They were pitching a brand new line of hair care products that they had, but they had no outlet to sell it because it was specifically aimed at an African-American audience.
Mm.
But there wasn't anything in which to sell it. There were magazines, but there wasn't any broadcast.
Aha!
Afro Sheen hair care products.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. And Johnson & Johnson is looking around going, we have no outlet to pitch this. It's in the stores, and nobody's buying this because there's nothing aimed directly at an African-American audience.
Clouds part, single beam of light comes down.
Up comes Don Cornelius. Oh, I have this show that's aimed directly at an African-American audience. Hey, have a seat. Let's discuss this.
And then head of station is over here swimming in a pool full of dollar bills.
The first person to help get the show into syndication, because you need a big name.
Sure.
At the time, 71, there really wasn't anybody bigger. Well, there were people equally as big, but in the world of what they called at the time R&B music, the biggest song, Gladys Knight and the Pips, he's on the midnight train to Georgia, and that's what they sang in the first syndicated show of Soul Train. It sounds like this. Rock School. Hey, here's a neat trivia question, just so we don't continue to go on and on and on about Don Cornelius. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Mm-hmm.
What's a pip?
Oh, the Pips?
Yeah.
Well, see, the original, I don't know.
I wondered where you were going with it. A pip. When you look at a pair of dice, uh-huh. a die, the little dots on the die,
those are
pips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where pips came from. So if you're shooting dice and all that kind of, you want a certain number of pips.
So I go to Gladys Knight and say, I want to be in your band. And she says, you're going to be a mark on a die.
That's right. Pretty
I'll
much.
Take the job.
That's
okay.
right. That's right. Do you know how to go, woof, woof?
I can do that.
There you are. You're hired.
Yay.
Good enough. When the show went into syndication, Soul Train goes into syndication, 24 markets again, October 1st, 1971, all the operations leave Chicago and go to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Dig this.
What?
The show was so popular in Chicago that the television station WCIU would not allow Don Cornelius out of his contract. So he had to continue doing the local show in Chicago
wow.
for a while. So what they would do is out to Los Angeles.
What did you stand in front of the door with their arms spread? You're not leaving.
Hey, when you have created the goose that has laid the golden egg.
Stay back in your nest, goose.
Hang on. I'm telling you what. But yeah, he would, you know, in Los Angeles, tape,
uh-huh.
and then come on back and host the show. For a while.
Why
didn't
why
happen
not?
For a long time, obviously. It had to. He couldn't do it all the time, but once his contract was up, then all operations.
Well, why did they decide
out.
To move to L.A. in the first place? They
That's
just
where
didn't,
it all was, man. That's
he just
where,
didn't have enough room or
no,
space.
No, no.
He just wanted to broaden.
Television
and,
was out there. That's where it was all being
if
done.
If you were going to be something, you had to go to L.A.
Los Angeles, that's where it was being done.
Okay.
Now, why was my wife losing her mind? You have to play, you know, you have to talk about Soul Train.
Well, I have an opinion on
I'll tell you why was she losing her mind? Yeah, she married you. I'll tell you why after the break. But first of all, let's say hello to KLSU on the campus of Louisiana State. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. See, they were going to tape Soul Train there.
Yeah.
But the studio wasn't built yet.
Television hasn't quite...
Construction costs and
yeah,
everything, all that red tape, all that stuff.
It gets so expensive. Mm-hmm. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Restaurant's proud sponsor of Rock School.
All right, I pitched going into the break that I would tell you the reason why my wife literally lived for Soul Train. Saturday was Soul Train Day mm-hmm. for her.
I looked it up. There's a name for it.
What is that a psychological concern, Soul Train Day?
No, it's nothing that a couple of pills can't fix.
Good, but don't give them to her because she still loves it. The Soul Train line.
The line?
That's what it was. Now, you're too young for Soul Train.
My sister watched it. She's older, and she watched it. At the house whenever I was a kid, so I'd see little blurps. I never really watched it.
The Soul Train line was where you learned to dance.
Is that where they parted the sea and everybody faced one another?
And then you dance down the middle.
Okay,
right.
I see it done at weddings sometimes.
Well, not like this.
Not like
didn't.
This, I don't know.
Oh, no. Soul Train had all these people on there, and they're known names. I'm going to tell you who a lot of these people were that came on there, but I want to get into a song because we got to get to the bottom of the hour. But the Soul Train line was the thing every week where you sort of learned the newest dance moves mm-hmm. out of Los Angeles. Things that you know today got their names from Soul Train. You basically learned to dance from Soul Train.
So I don't have to go to YouTube and look up Soulja Boy to learn how to do it.
It was done for
be there.
You on Soul Train each week.
Take
and that's
away a
where
step.
People got their new dances. Now, to me, Soul Train was always 70s and 80s funk bands.
Uh-huh.
70s and 80s. I mean, it went longer than that, obviously. But to me, my age, it was 70s and 80s bands. And these guys just fit into what I remember Soul Train being. Here are the Spinners. It's the Rubber Band, man. Rock School. Right, bottom of the hour here on Rock School. Actually,
no,
it's nowhere near bottom of the hour. We are so late on this thing.
Well, it's not your fault. The wall clock's broke.
It is. My timing in this show just absolutely stinks. I'm telling you. I wanted to play the Spinners, though. They just, to me, represent what I saw every time I watched Soul Train. And I wasn't that big a fan of Soul Train. It's my wife that loses her mind off of Soul Train.
So she must be a good dancer.
She is. She's a spectacular dancer, which is terrible because I can't dance worth a spit. It's terrible. All right, let's get into it. good. That's the 7 days in 70 seconds. These dates, February 6th through February 12th. I believe Chad has Monday. Go.
I do. Billy Idol in 1990, February 6th, broke several bones in a motorcycle accident. And as a result, he lost a major part in the movie The Doors and appears only in pictures in the video for Rock, The Cradle of Love.
February 7th, 1979, Stephen Stills becomes the first performer to record on digital equipment in Los Angeles's The Record Plant.
February 8th in 1964, the publisher of Louie Louie says, "All right, I will pay $1,000 to anyone who can find suggestive lyrics in the song."
I'm sure somebody tried, but there aren't any. February 9th, 1964, the Beatles make the first of three record-breaking appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. The audience, by the way, for this February 9th appearance is estimated at 73 million people.
Wow, the ratings were down that week.
Yeah.
February 10th, 1993, Michael Jackson grants his first interview in 15 years to Oprah. In the interview, he claims that he has a skin disorder which has lightened his skin and that he has had almost no plastic surgery.
You know what the name of the skin disorder is?
It starts with a V.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo?
Vitiligo. Yeah, and it wouldn't have done what he says it would have done.
Well.
February 11th, 1986, Boy George guest stars as a drug dealer on the A-Team.
I pity the fool that guest stars a drug dealer on the A-Team.
And February 12, 2001, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals orders Napster to stop using any trademark copyrighted material without charge. So, I told you that there were background dancers on Soul Train, and
yes,
some of them were fairly famous.
Yes.
Here are the names. Rosie Perez was a background dancer.
Really?
Carmen Electra.
Shush.
Nick Cannon. MC Hammer. Fred Rerun Barry. He's the real heavy set guy that was on the television show What's Happening.
Mm-hmm.
Pebbles.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, NFL legend Walter Payton.
Walter Payton!
Walter Payton was a backup dancer on Soul Train. What are the songs we're playing? Just now from on, the songs are basically stuff that I remember, except this one. This is the one my wife specifically remembers being played on Soul Train that she danced to. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Get Away, Rock School. Get Away, Earth, Wind, and Fire here on Rock School. Want to hear something funny about all of that, all the dancing and all that's going on?
Sure.
Don Cornelius was actually extremely conservative.
Uh-huh.
The reason I know a lot of this stuff is because there was a special on VH1 Classic that was literally the history of Soul Train.
Yeah.
And they spoke to, I think it was Rosie Perez. Don't hold me to that. But it was one of the backup dancers, but I think it was Rosie Perez. And apparently, Don Cornelius was so conservative that he thought at some points in time the young ladies were getting too, how do you say it, suggestive with their dancing.
Really?
That he actually sort of took them aside and tried to explain to them that young ladies shouldn't move the way they did, and basically said, you know, you really shouldn't be, you know, that sort of gyrational with your with your bodies. Apparently he got a little nervous at the way a lot of the moves were going, because each week, if you were a dancer on the show, you were trying to create that new move would sweep the nation.
Sure.
Let me tell you some of the moves that actually were created, or so people say, on the Soul Train show. Locking, you know, popping and locking, that where you sort of move and lock your body into place.
I don't know how
roboting,
to pop and lock.
I don't either, but
okay, robot, got that, yeah.
Whacking, they called it, spelled with two A's. It's later known as voguing.
Uh-huh.
And there was another guy on there named Jeff Daniels who did something called the backslide step, which Michael Jackson just flat out says showed him how to do his moonwalk.
Huh.
Yeah, came right from the fine people and the dancers of Soul Train. We're in the midst of our second break here on Rock School, so hello to Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain.
And WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
I believe I forgot to tell you to go join us on Facebook, so go join us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show.
There's
back in a minute.
Video of us trying to do the robot.
Yeah, it is. And I pop and lock, and later on that day, had to be taken to a chiropractor. Oh, God, it was awful. Back in a minute. Rock School.
It makes sense now.
What's that?
What you just said about the dances.
Why?
Do you recall in the first Charlie's Angels movie when he took her to Soul Train and she was doing the robot? And it was just like, ha-ha, it's Cameron Diaz doing the robot.
No, she was doing it from Soul Train.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I can now sleep tonight.
It's all come together in
it
my
has.
Head. When I was researching this, one of the things that popped up was that almost every person who performed on Soul Train was African American.
Mm-hmm.
There is, however, a very short list. There it is.
That's short.
Not very many people. There is a short list of Caucasian performers, white performers, who actually performed on this show.
Names,
on
please.
Soul Train.
Names.
Well, the first person, you know, the show went live, syndicated in 1971.
I do.
It was Gino Vannelli all the way in 1975.
Who's Gino Vannelli?
Well, he had a couple Mensa hits. The first one that you'd probably know was Elton John, because Elton John's song Benny and the Jets was a monster. It went number one on the R&B chart. Here's the one, and there's a lot of other. Let me just give you some other ones. David Bowie, he did Golden Years. Average White Band was on there. Tina Marie was on there. The Manhattan Transfer, A-ha, Spandau Ballet. Sting, Pretty Poison. Michael Bolton, 98 Degrees. Now we're starting to get way away from when Don Cornelius was actually the host of it.
Yeah.
But here's the one I found interesting. Sheena Easton performed on the show. I'm just reading real quickly. I see her name three times. It may be on here more. I just don't see it. She performed the song Sugar Walls.
Mm-hmm.
She was disallowed to perform Sugar Walls.
Why?
On American Bandstand.
Why?
Because the song was on the PMRC's Filthy 15.
Oh.
My assumption is the
that's
people,
where I've heard her name.
That's right.
Yeah, we
my
talked about her.
My assumption is, I don't know this for a fact, but my assumption is the people of Soul Train, because it was a monster hit. My assumption is the people of Soul Train called her and said, "We don't have many hang-ups about that. Come on, perform your song. Good for them."
Mm-hmm.
But this is the one that I think most people would look at and go, this is it. There you go.
Wait a minute. So Cornelius is conservative when it comes to the dancers and their style.
Not the artists.
But he'll let the artists come on and perform a song that's on a government band.
Not a concern. Philadelphia Freedom and Benny and the Jets were the two songs that Elton John performed. This is Benny and the Jets. Rock School.
One of my faves there by Sir Elton, Benny and the Jets. Now, do you know what, in this case of Benny and the Jets, what jet refers to?
I guess I don't.
Well, a jet is actually a really fast airplane.
Ugh. Are you hearkening back to the Pip statement?
A little.
Okay. This is our last break because we just timed out on the show. We just ran out of stuff. And I have so much more to talk about for the life of Don Cornelius, who left us February 1st, 2012. We talked about the Soul Train line. We talked about the moves the dancers did. There was one more thing that I found interesting, and I remember this specifically from Soul Train. They had this thing called the Scramble Board.
The what?
The Scramble Board. What they had was they brought up two people from the audience,
sure,
the dancers or people who were there just to watch.
Right.
They brought them up, and they took the letters of either a famous or notable African-American entertainer or historical figure. They took all the letters in his or her name, and they scrambled them up on the board. And these kids had 60 seconds to sort of unscramble the letters and tell who this person was.
Sure.
You know, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you know, something like that.
Okay.
And I was sort of putting this thing together, and my wife kind of smiled, and she said, normally they got it within like 20, 30 seconds, and then, you know, because they wanted to get back into the music. It's time for the scramble board. What do you think, you know, Fred and Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
And she would go, oh, it's Martin Luther King. Oh, but she said every so often they would get a couple people that were just dead in the water, and you could see on national television these two poor kids are staring at it.
Uh-huh.
And 60 seconds went up, and Don just kind of walked over and went, There you go. Okay. Let's play some more music. In 1987, Soul Train launched the Soul Train Music Awards. Soul Train later created the Soul Train Lady of Soul Awards. And then in 1995, they created the Soul Train Christmas Star Fest. So, I mean, he never, although he stopped hosting it and brought in some different hosts, it never stopped. As a matter of fact, it is still being run. It's not in syndication anymore, but it's still being run on, you know, smaller networks here and there. It's monster.
When you want to look at it metaphorically, you want to talk about a spark that turned into a brush fire.
Out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Why can't we come up with that million-dollar idea? I thought this radio show would be it.
Well, I got a few of them in the back.
We should look into it. So that wraps it up. Goodbye, Don Cornelius. Thank you so much for everything that you did and all of the wonderful performers you gave a chance to introduce to the United States and obviously to the world.
But so, hey, Doc, there's proof that it can be done.
It can be done. And it can be done again.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. So that's going to wrap it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We're going to finish up on one of my favorites. This is the Ohio Players Love Roller Coaster. That's it. Class is dismissed.
Roller Coaster!